96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
I am beautiful, no matter what.
What does beauty mean to you? How far will you go to be beautiful? Are some women going too far on the outside and doing nothing about it on the inside? Well, those are just a few questions to make you think tonight ahead of the Beautiful Woman Inside and Out Conference. It's coming to D.C. next month. And my guests are here to talk about that, Dr. Sharon Allison Oddie. Dr. Sharon. She's been here before. You know her voice. You know her. She is the CEO of Beautiful Women Inside and Out. And Terrence Sams, he is the author of The Recipe, How to Avoid the Trap, a book warning women about habitual cheating men. Mm-hmm. And Sasha Ballard, she is the first Miss Virginia Plus USA. The lines are open. Give me a call. I want to get into this conversation at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Sasha, you there? Sasha, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can
wonderful.
You hear me?
Yes, I most certainly can. Thanks for joining us. Okay, Dr. Oddie, what's wrong with being beautiful on the outside? I mean, look at you.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to pay you later. it really is. It is both. And beauty is so subjective. Mm-hmm. And for me, you know, I'm a physician, but I like a little lip gloss, like a little makeup, like to go a little shopping. And so I think women want to be beautiful. We want to look our best, just like men. Mm-hmm. For me, I want to make sure that while we're so glamorous on the inside, that our organs aren't crumbling and we're dying on the inside.
Right.
And so while we're beautiful outside, we want to make sure that same beauty is on the inside, and even emotional. Mm-hmm. Even mental and spiritual health.
Okay, but do you think that some women don't pay a lot of attention to the inside and instead are really focusing on the outside?
I think most
much?
Women
really
spend more. Look at how many of us go spend an hour in the hair salon or two.
2 hours.
2-3 hours in the hair salon, but won't work out in the gym for 30 minutes twice a week a day. Or we'll get acrylic nails and all of these other things at the risk of our own health.
Really? Well, Sasha, I got to bring you in on this. You're on the phone today. You've been here in studio. You are the first Miss Virginia Plus USA, an incredible pageant for plus size beauty. You are a full figured woman, but you are drop dead gorgeous. So I don't know, Sasha, is it hard to defend being beautiful on the outside for someone who is, you know, is on the pageant circuit?
Absolutely, and thank you for the compliment. But
sure.
just even from the perspective of being plus size, like you're always put in a position where you have to defend being plus size and being beautiful, because those two usually are not correlated together. So a lot of times you have to fight this stereotype, because, you know, obviously women come in all shapes and sizes, and you have different types of plus size women, just like you have different types of smaller women. But it's always a constant battle, just, you know, defining, you know, that you're capable of being beautiful if you aren't a certain size. And then when you get in the pageant circuit, even though it was a pageant for plus size women, we were still required to look a certain way.
Yeah. Okay. So, Terrence.
Yes.
Why are you here? he's all right looking, you know. But, you know, you've written this book. It's a short book. It's called The Recipe, How to Avoid the Trap. And this book is really for your daughters. Explain why, and what is the trap?
Well, the trap I'm talking about is the trap that men set with their lies, deception, manipulation. So I was a habitual cheater growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I had two daughters, I said, I have to do something different to make sure that they don't fall and become a statistic just like a lot of women have. So I wrote the book, went through. I actually spoke to a lot of different men who were habitual cheaters, and I asked them, what advice do you give your daughters to help them avoid you? Mm. So they went ahead and they told me everything that they do, and I put it in this book. And this book is very helpful.
Mm-hmm. You want your daughters are how old?
5 and 2.
5 and 2, so they're really young. I'm sure the 2-year-old's not doing a whole lot of reading right now of books like yours. But as a father, you are, I'm sure, concerned about your daughters having beauty on the inside, and I'm sure on the outside too. I've seen the misses, good looking lady.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. And so again, you've got, I'm sure, 2 beautiful daughters. You've got a beautiful wife. How do you as a man focus on that inside beauty?
Well, actually, I spend a lot of time with my daughters, and I talk to them, even at the age of 2. Mm-hmm. And what I like to do is what I call daddy-daughter day. Mm-hmm. And I take them out one by one and just really spend time and show them exactly what it looks like to be on a date. Mm-hmm. And I talk to them. And I do a lot of building them up from the inside. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's so important, Harold. I my father, again, used to tell me, you're smart and you can be anything you want. You're also pretty and you need to learn how to cook. So I'm from North Carolina, but I think it's important for us to make sure that you don't have to be a professional woman that becomes masculine.
Correct.
And that you also don't need to be the stereotypical beauty airhead. I think that women are beautiful in all shapes, sizes, and forms. I think we also have to have the reality check, though, that there are some issues associated with some of the things we do with beauty. And if you have a 450-pound woman saying, yes, I'm beautiful, yes, you are, but you also are at risk for increased diabetes, hypertension, heart attack, and ill health effects. Just like the anorexic woman is at risk of dying from heart disease. So we have to be clear.
And that's just one of the many topics that you're going to be covering for the Beautiful Woman Inside and Out conference coming up on November 1st. Tell us about that and where it's going to be and all of that.
It is at the Omnisharm Luxurious, and I tell, we have Girls Night, a beautiful Friday night with Dr. Sharon and friends on October 31st. It's going to be a party. It's going to be fun, manicures, facials, all of that stuff. We have a program for our teens, so your daughters don't have to be out, you know, on the 31st and all of this risky stuff, but come here and be motivated, but also just have fun. And then on the 1st is our conference that we take around the country. I'm from Maryland, so I've got to do it in the DMV. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this for 4 years, and it brings celebrity makeup artists, celebrity hairstylists, fashion experts, all of that, physicians on the same stage telling a woman, well, you have a dark spot on your neck. Well, the celebrity makeup artist will say, well, this is how you cover it. The hairstylist will say, well, do a different hairstyle and cover it. The doctor will say, it may be diabetes, so how do you get it together?
Right.
So that's every woman coming together saying, we want to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. And beauty is not defined by somebody else, but more importantly, it's inside.
You know, we're going to talk more about the conference. It's coming up on November 1st. You want the information, you can find it on the web at beautifulwomaninsideandout.com. That's Beautiful Woman Inside and Out. I want to bring this conversation full circle. We're talking about beauty inside and out. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment.
For you, I'm a lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. I'm a lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful, 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 beautiful.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're asking, are some women going too far to be beautiful on the outside and not working on the inside? My guests are Dr. Sharon Allison Oddy. She is the CEO of Beautiful Woman Inside and Out. Terrence Sams, he is the author of The Recipe, How to Avoid the Trap. It's a book warning women about habitual cheating men. And Sasha Ballard, she is the first Miss Virginia plus USA. If you want to get in on this conversation, you know, how do you define beauty? And do you think that some women are overdoing it
and not working on the inside enough. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. PC, calling from Washington. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to comment that it is very important for women to be beautiful on the outside and the best on the inside as they do on the outside, because so many women misuse their beauty to entrap men.
Ooh.
And men fall for it because the vicious cycle that society has painted for all really almost abuses women to an extent. So it's important that women understand that beauty is only skin deep, and it's just as important to be beautiful and embracing on the inside as it is the outside.
Interesting. PC, thank you so much for your comments. Let me grab another man. I really want to hear, you know, not only from the women tonight, it's important, but I want to hear from the men too. James, calling from Washington, D.C., from Northeast. What's on your mind, James?
Yes, how you doing? I know you all, you have a full-figure woman in the studio, according to you. My question is, living in America, America always view women as being beautiful women as petite. Will we ever get over the stereotype where people, especially like in the media, don't view women, full-figure women, as beautiful? Because you don't really see too many in front of the cameras, to me, or during the walk on the runway.
Hmm. James, you sound a little salty about that, though. I mean, Sasha, when I say full figured, is that inaccurate? I mean, you know, that's when you were here the last time when we were talking about it. You said full figured. Is that not politically correct?
Actually, full figured is the politically correct term. But, you know, I've done a lot of different runways and different photo shoots and stuff like that. And even in the plus size industry, there is a certain type of plus size that is accepted in the industry. So, you know, even when I've done bigger shoots and bigger events, if you are over, let's say, a size 18, you are not really acceptable. Mm-hmm. You know, you usually can't get signed. You usually don't garner the same amount of attention. It takes a lot more work to, as James was saying, even be noticed being in front of the camera. And you have to be, even in this industry, you have to be proportionate. So, I mean, fortunately for me, you know, I'm almost 6 feet, so, you know, I'm very proportioned with my weight, but at the same time, you know, it's still a complete standard, even within the full-figured industry.
Well, see, James, there you go. See, it's not according to me. It's according to her. She defended me, and she is a wonderful person. And, you know, I met her. She is beautiful inside and out, so there. But, but here's the thing. And Sharon, Dr. Sharon, I want to ask you about this. I only have about another minute left. Gosh, this is a hot conversation, man. For those of you who are on the phone, please stay with us. We're going to talk more about beauty on the outside, beauty on the inside, because, you know, fellas, your mama always said you want a girl who's, you know, nice and beautiful on the inside. Come on. Really? Yeah, who'll watch the kids, too. Yep. Listen, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. I can tell that you've been great.